Let us pray for the Lord's blessing on the reading and preaching of His Word. Let's pray. O Lord, even in this moment we pray, abide with us. For we know that apart from Your sovereign and gracious working, Your Word would fall on deaf ears. And so we pray, O Lord, would You give us eyes to see and ears to hear of the glorious good news that is given to us in our Lord Jesus Christ, that even death is conquered by Him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you would turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. If you have a Bible from the back, that's on page 1815. First Thessalonians chapter 5, and we'll begin reading at verse 1. We'll also be looking at Lord's Day 16. Lord's Day 16, which is found on page 878. 878 in the back of your Trinity Psalter hymn. First looking at God's Word from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 at verse 1. Hear now the Word of our God. But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. And now, pay close attention to these words. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with Him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Looking at Lord's Day 16. Lord's Day 16. Page 878. Question and answer 40 asks, why did Christ have to suffer death? Answer, because God's justice and truth require it. Nothing else could pay for our sins except the death of the Son of God. Question and answer 41, why was He buried? His burial testifies that He really died. Question answer 42 asks, since Christ has died for us, why do we still have to die? Answer, our death is not a payment for our sins, but only a dying to sins and an entering into eternal life. What further benefit do we receive from Christ's sacrifice and death on the cross? By His power, our old man is crucified, put to death, and buried with Him, so that the evil desires of the flesh may no longer rule us, but that instead we may offer ourselves as a sacrifice of thanksgiving to Him. Why does the creed add, He descended into hell? to assure me, during attacks of deepest dread and temptation, that Christ my Lord, by suffering unspeakable anguish, pain, and terror of soul, on the cross, but also earlier, has delivered me from hellish anguish and torment. Brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ, this morning we are looking at a truth that is one that our culture doesn't want to acknowledge, and yet it is one that we face. There are two things certain in life. You've maybe heard that. Death and taxes. Taxes isn't really all that certain. Can run, try to run away from those. But death is certain. And yet, brothers and sisters, while that is the darkest valley that any of us will ever trod, whether it be the death of a loved one or even our own, I hope that we see that our Lord Jesus shines brilliant light into that darkness. That we have a hope that is sure. That we have already now a great victory. So that at any moment of our lives, we do not have to fear. For as the Apostle Paul writes, whether we wake or we sleep, who is always with us? Who are we always with? The Lord. That is our comfort. That is our joy. That is how we can go through every moment of life with thanksgiving. Because we are never alone. We will never be overcome. We will never be defeated. The pain that we experience is never final. It is never final. There will be a day when Christ will wipe away every tear from your eyes. When there will be no more pain or sorrow. And you may say, Pastor, that's a heavy opening to the sermon. But I am reminded of a saying that's been said in some different ways by many. But a pastor must always remember to preach as dying to dying. It is my job, essentially, to prepare you to die. And brothers and sisters, I am thankful that I have wonderful good news to share with you, even in the midst of the hardest thing that any of you will face. For we have a great God and a great Savior. We have a great hope. We have a wonderful victory. So much so that even the divine curse of death has no hold over you. Has no hold over you. For what was once a curse that was held over your head is now simply a passing from this life to the next. Brothers and sisters, think about the Red Sea crossing or the Jordan River crossing that the Israelites went through. Brothers and sisters, any other people with any other God would have gone through those waters and would have what? Drowned. They all would have died. We know that because Pharaoh's army tried it. They thought their gods were greater. They proved to be nothing. But brothers and sisters, how do we cross over? We cross over in such a way that the waters of judgment don't even touch us. So much so that even our feet stand on dry ground. And we are brought safely to the other side. Brothers and sisters, this is our glorious hope. Every moment, whether you wake or sleep, whether you rise up with energy and vigor, or whether your heart stops beating and your lungs stop breathing, you are always with the Lord. And He is always with you. That is our daily comfort. That we belong, body and soul, in life and in death, to our faithful Savior Jesus Christ, who with His precious blood paid for all of our sins and so delivered us from the tyranny of the devil. And even now is watching over us in such a way that even when a hair falls from your head, He knows it. Brothers and sisters, this is our glorious comfort. We are always with Him. And so when we think about Christ's death, and we think even about our own death, I hope that we see that both instances are acts in which we see our union with Christ. We may not see that all the time, but when you look at question-answer 42. Since Christ has died for us, why do we still have to die? And the answer is, our death is not a payment for our sins, but only a dying to sins and an entering into eternal life. So there's a very good and very clear distinction there. Only Christ's death is the payment for our sins. But brothers and sisters, there is a reason, a wonderful reason why Paul says to live is Christ, to die is what? You know it. Say it. To die is gain. It's gain. Why? Because we will never sin again. We will never sin again. We will finally love the Lord with all that we are perfectly forever. What a day that will be. I wasn't there when my grandma died on my mom's side, but one of her last words, as one of my aunts was being quite uphill and difficult to deal with, one of her last words were, "I just want to love everyone." You could see in that a longing for glory and a longing to love perfectly as she had been loved. And brothers and sisters, there is a day when that will happen. There is going to come a day when we will worship God perfectly and we will love all of God's people perfectly. You and I can't even imagine what that's like because we're still so sinful. The skeleton of the old nature is still tied so tightly to our backs. We don't know what it's like to have it gone from us. But there will be a day when it's gone. Oh, what a day that will be. Look forward to that day, brothers and sisters, with great anticipation. Look forward to that day more than getting a new bicycle. More than getting a dollhouse. More than a new car. Or a new skill saw. Or go down the list. More than all those things. Look forward to that day. When you will be in the presence of God perfect. We know now only in part what it's actually like to be loved by the God who is love. Because our still sinful minds and hearts can't comprehend it. But there will be a day when we shall look at the face of our Savior and we shall see Him face to face and see in the physical face of the Lord Jesus Christ the fullness of divine glory. We shall see in His eyes love for us. Perfect love. Divine love. Love that laid down His life for you. And we'll understand that far more perfectly than we do now. Not only because we will see our Savior face to face and see in Him divine love, but we'll also understand perfectly what He saved us from. We'll see Satan and his minions and all the enemies of God cast into hell forever. And we'll see Christ die to save me from that. Hallelujah. What a Savior. That's what I deserve. That's where, left to myself, that's where I belong. But solely by the grace of Jesus Christ, I'm not there. I'm in glory. Brothers and sisters, there's a lot to look forward to. But let us not miss that even right now, our God is with us. And what a blessing it is to know that even in moments when we are so faithless, as the Scriptures say, our God is what? Faithful. And brothers and sisters, when you look at the promises of God, I hope that as you read over all of them, you understand that there is nothing more certain. There is nothing more certain that you are given greater confidence that you will always be with the Lord than of the sun rising the next day. For there is nothing in all creation that can what? Separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. There's nothing. The relationship that we had with God because of sin was wrecked. And yet Christ has brought us back to Himself in an unbreakable bond. It can't be broken again. It's not possible. Not even death. Those of you who have lost loved ones know that pain, that separation that death brings. You want to talk to them, and you can. You want to spend time with them, Laugh with them. Give them a hug. When you can. And so we sing that song of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, "Where, O death, is your sting?" We sing that still feeling the pain of that sting. It hurts. But there will be a day when we'll sing that without a single tear. And even as we go through those most difficult of times, who is with us? We never, no, never will ever experience separation from God again. We are bound to Him. And brothers and sisters, even in the very moment that you die, you are with Him. There isn't a glitch. There isn't a moment of nothingness. You are always in His hands. And the victory that Christ has earned for you and won for you is yours right now. Will be in the moment of your death. And even as your soul is ushered into heaven and will be finally seen when Christ will come again and raise our bodies in resurrection life as well. Oh Lord, we do serve a great God, don't we? Our Lord is so great and so wonderful, and we are given an amazing truth. Death was the symbol of our separation from God's presence forever. And yet by Christ's death, we are with Him forever. Even in death. We are already now united to Christ. We are already dead to sin. And it no longer reigns over us. We don't always experience in our daily lives the closeness with the Lord that we would like. But brothers and sisters, in moments when you feel distant from the Lord, those are moments in which the Lord is calling you, come. Those are moments in which your heart is aching to be with your Savior. To be with your God. And And so remember the gracious and wonderful way in which your Savior calls you to come. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden. All we have many burdens in our lives. Burdens of sin, burdens of guilt, burdens of stress and anxiety over the things of this world. But our Lord calls us to come. He doesn't say, get rid of all the weight of sin and then come. He doesn't say, get your life together and then come. He says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Brothers and sisters, what a blessing it is to know such a Savior. And it is my prayer that as we look at these glorious truths together, that we would all be armed, be ready with this good news to share it with one another. For as the Apostle Paul says in verse 11 of our text, therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing. I am thankful to hear of the wonderful ways in which you are encouraging one another. It is a great thing to hear the little birdies tell me of things going on in the life of the congregation, and to see how you do care and love for one another. There is something very special about this congregation. We are very blessed. And so I am very thankful to you all. But let us hear the apostles' instruction. Encourage one another. Encourage one another with these glorious truths that we are always with the Lord. Sometimes when people are going through hard things, we don't know what to say. And sometimes it's best not to say anything. But brothers and sisters, look to the promises of God. And there you'll find all the words you need to say. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we think upon this glorious good news that is given to us in our Lord Jesus Christ, may all of our lives, now and throughout all our earthly pilgrimage, be transformed continually, being made more like our Lord Jesus Christ. May we be filled with hope and joy and thanksgiving and love. O Lord, we praise you. There is no God like you. There is no God like you that can turn death into a hope. into something that we look forward to, knowing that we will always be with you, and knowing that the next life that you have prepared for us is far better than this one. Oh Lord, give us a heart that sees our life here and now as an opportunity to serve Christ, but also look forward with great anticipation to the life to come, knowing that it is all gain. Please, O Lord, change our hearts by these glorious truths. And may we seek and be filled with a desire to encourage one another, that all of us would know the joy and peace that there is in believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, hear our prayer. Hear our prayer for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. And answer us in your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.